many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Girlfriend.
Oh!
I forgot to give you that for your birthday.
That's okay. I'm so happy to have it. Now, let me turn my volume off because I'm sure God and everybody doesn't want to hear Heroes. That's what I'm watching.
Heroes?
Heroes.
Heroes?
Heroes. I love this show.
I've never watched the show.
I like it. I like Hiro Nakamura.
Oh.
There's a hero whose name is Hiro.
Uh-huh.
And I'm madly in love with him.
Hiro Nakamuto?
Nakamura?
Nakamura?
I think that's it. I have to look that up to make sure I got that right, because I don't want to be called not.
Is there a Hirohito?
Not on this show, but if you pay attention to Japanese history, you will know that there was a Hirohito.
Yeah. And I don't pay close attention, but...
He was an emperor. Emperor Hirohito. I think he died during our lifespan.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe he did.
Come to think of it.
Well. So, how are you doing?
I'm trucking.
Yeah, me too.
Trucking along. You should know how much... I want you to know how much you mean to me right now.
Oh.
Because I am talking to you and podcasting. Talking to you and the rest of America.
Yes.
And the world, for that matter.
I was going to say, don't forget Canada.
Or Connecticut, for that matter.
Connecticut. I can't even say the damn country.
I'm doing all of this during Heroes, which is one of my favorite shows.
So, occasionally... Just every now and then, you cut out a little bit, like last time.
Doing stuff that I should be doing. So let me close these patients.
I thought that caused other ill effects. Like...
What?
Blindness.
Dry mouth.
Well, maybe itchy, that too.
Itchy testicles.
Oh.
Good times. Am I being heard okay? Am I loud enough?
Well... You're loud enough, but you're a little hard to understand sometimes because you cut in and out.
Well, I'm laying down. I've closed every, by the way.
Okay. I don't know what's up with it then.
Am I still breaking up every now and then? Because I closed everything so that I wouldn't have any distractions. Maybe
okay.
I should... Hold on.
You just cut out again.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah, that was clear.
How about now? How about now?
That's good, yeah.
All?
Oh, that was bad.
What?
Oh, no. Okay. What's happened? Is this your computer? Is this your part of why you're going to get an iMac?
What's this iMac business all about? No. Our computer hard drive has started clicking. and I got a crazy message I've never seen before that says... Your hard drive is dirty. Yes. And then it starts going through some kind of crazy thing, you know, where it's like running diagnostics or whatever.
Oh, that happened to my computer when it died.
Scanning the drives?
Yes.
Right. So I'm preparing for the imminent demise of my computer, which means I have got to go buy an external hard drive.
Oh,
because
that
I'm
blows.
Not losing all my music files. I will die.
Yeah,
there's all my music files.
You back that the fuck up, because it is a pain in the ass to have to pay the Geek Squad not only for the external drive, but also $100-something to pull your data off your computer if it's salvageable. That's a big old pain in the ass. So,
well, I did look at iBooks or MacBooks, I should say, not iBooks.
Uh-huh.
I did look at MacBooks only because you can run Windows on them now.
Yes, you can. You can do that on an iMac. Although I know you're a portable computer kind of gal, so.
I'm a gal on the go.
Yeah.
I'm a gal on the go, and I gotta have my laptop.
And the iMac would look kind of lame hauling it into Sweet 16th or wherever it is you hang out with your computer.
Oh, I don't hang out at Sweet 16th. I pretty much go in there, get my scones, and hightail it out over there and eat my scones as I drive around East Nashville doing things.
Oh, okay.
Various and sundry things.
Wherever it is you might find yourself, wherever you might have occasion to park and work on your computer, it would probably be a little cumbersome to carry your iMac into that place. It could be done, because it's actually pretty light.
Right.
But it would probably be a little weird to do that.
Yeah, it probably would. Because I'd have to get the keyboard out and the mouse. And
Yeah.
But yeah, so I priced them today, and they're actually not bad. I mean, considering that I can get similar specs to like a Dell laptop, and it's able to run Windows, you know, because I've got so much software.
Oh, really? I bet you do with all the stuff you do on your computer.
Yeah, I've got shit like, and expensive software. It's not like I've just got, you know, Solitaire and Freestyle and stuff. I mean, I've got friggin' Dreamweaver and Photoshop. And granted, I got them for the educational prices.
Yeah.
But still, those are pricey programs. Whether you go educational or not, it's going to cost some doll hairs,
It is.
Some major doll hairs.
And you also, you've got the World of Warcraft going on.
I do. And the trans cam.
Yeah.
I wish there was a trans cam. I'd watch it. I really would.
I bet there is a trans cam somewhere. Maybe not under that name.
And there's people, you know, there's people out there who don't like, who probably, well, I mean, of all the three listeners we have that aren't you and me. And by the way, from now on, when I say our listeners, it should be understood that I'm excluding the two of us.
Which is really, that's an important distinction to make, because until now, until recently anyway, we had to include us to have plural listeners.
Right.
But and now there apparently is more than one, and that's awesome.
Right, right. So, what was I saying to our listeners?
I don't know, we got distracted by that.
Fucker.
It was so exciting. You were talking about, where were you? You were talking about your software, and then you were talking about... What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez. Well, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was really good. Mm-hmm. I'm still hung up on what we were talking about, but it'll come to us if it was important.
Oh, sure. And if not, we can always listen to it and then podcast Thursday.
Exactly.
Not Wednesday, because I have a final due on Thursday.
Okay.
And so I gotta write
Wednesday,
it.
I've got to do something Wednesday night too.
Well, you think you're so fucking special because you like have things to do.
You want to? You like, me to tell you exactly what I have to do on Wednesday night?
No, I don't. I don't because I'm not jealous.
You want to?
I'm
imagine.
Not jealous at all.
You want to imagine? You want to just like be able to fill in the blanks? Because really, anything you would fill it in with would be better than what I'm going to be doing.
Oh.
I am going to be generating many, many degrees of freedom that go with my like many, many F. statistics in my soon-to-be-published manuscript. All of a sudden, at the last minute, the editor wants degrees of freedom. And, okay, fine. You know, I get it that associated with an F value are degrees of freedom, but, like, I didn't want to put them in there because there were so many of them. But apparently, that's important to have. And he's telling me this not at the review stage, which is when you do the major revisions, but he's telling me this at the very last minute. Like, it's about to go to the publisher. Like, it's about to be printed on the paper and sent out. And he said, oh, by the way, I want all your degrees of freedom. And I don't have those anywhere, so I have to go run all my... I basically have to go run my dissertation statistics again, or at least the first half of it, and write down all of the degrees of freedom, and then put them in a table. But I'm not bitter.
Speaking of all that, do you need SPSS to do all that? Because I have SPSS at work.
I gotta tell you, I need SAS to do all that shit.
I don't have SAS.
SAS bites.
Well, you're messing around with your degrees of freedom, which, if you ask me, the proper response would have been, they're in my pants. That's always the correct response, and I need you to remember this for next time. But
I will.
Anyway, the point I'm making here is, while you're doing that, I'm going to be writing a paper on the movie Closetland.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that on your blog.
On the blag.
So
yes.
Do you want to mention anything more? Or do you want to just refer the listeners to the blog?
There's not much to say except I took 4 pages of notes on the movie, and the most pages of notes I'd taken were like 2 pages maybe.
Oh wow.
On something. So I took 4 pages of notes, and today I kind of organized them by scenery, lighting, and costume in a outline. And I got one page of notes. So this has got to be a 5-page paper.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I can do it.
Yeah, you've got it.
It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be fun. And just so you know, you, and this is official, this is me officially telling you this, telling the audience this, telling everybody except for my mom, who I've already told, who doesn't listen to the podcast, I don't think. And she does, hey.
If so, hey, how you doing?
Turn it off now, because I'm about to use the F word a whole lot, mama. she doesn't like it when we use the F word. But I'm 31 years old, I can use the F word. But anyway, this announcement is for all y'all. I am officially enrolled in the drawing class.
All right.
I got a letter from the assistant to the dean, or the dean's assistant, however you want to phrase that, the administrative assistant who handles registration and stuff. And she said, although some people will have to go with a second choice, you are officially in the class.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm in the drawing class for next semester, and I'm so excited because one of the things we have to do is we have to do a self-portrait, which is like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Do a self-portrait? How, oh my gosh, how's that going to happen?
That's awesome.
I never think about me, you know?
That'll be a great exercise.
It's like so much of my art and so much of the printing I want to do with the GoGo is self-portraiture. So, I mean, hell, right now I'm looking at the wallpaper on my computer. And it's a picture of me and Richard Simmons.
Oh, I love that picture.
I love it, too.
That'll be cool. That'll be a really cool project.
And then another thing is we have to redo, like, a famous thing. I don't fully understand it, but we'll find out. But the good thing is you don't have to have any art background. And I think we're actually going to do some figure work, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I mean naked people.
So they're gonna be some naked bodies that you draw?
There's going to be some tits. Some titties.
And some balls.
Some balls. I'm so excited to draw some tits and balls. Denny just got really scared.
I bet this is the most popular class in the program.
But it was. There were so many people. There were 12 slots for the class.
Uh-huh.
And when they put up the sign-up sheet...
Yeah.
At the other day, we had this thing where we learned about the classes. So they put up the sign-up sheet, and it was like at least 30 people had signed up for that class with 12 slots. He said, well, I might be able to offer 2 more, but definitely not as many as they want. So it was, I think, that class, and there was an ethics class that filled up, like, pretty much that day. Now... I gotta say, I really feel bad for some of the other classes because they had like 2 and 5 people in them.
Oh, no.
And they are incredibly interesting. I mean, one of the classes is History of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, that's gonna be a fascinating class because something's gonna happen with Fidel Castro in the coming semester.
And I bet he's gonna die.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but and if he turns up dead, I had nothing to do with it, I might add. But, I mean, that would be a fascinating class to take.
It really would be.
Because when he dies, you know, what's going to happen? I want to go to Cuba.
You know, I do too. I was thinking that recently, that I think going to Cuba would be a really cool thing to do.
Oh, yeah. But you can't. That's the thing. You just can't. It used to be that you could go for educational purposes, but even that they've restricted in the last couple of years.
Wow.
Like, significant. Like, you could always use that as kind of a wink, wink. You know, way to get into the country, but no, you can't even. So, you know, maybe in our lifetime we'll see the, what is it? Is, pardon me for being really stupid.
Huh.
Will it be an embargo? Is it an embargo that we can't go there? Is that what it's called?
Damn.
But that whole thing where we can't go to Cuba, I have a feeling that'll be lifted. within our lifetimes.
I don't know what the what the word is. Embargo is just as good as any.
Booger. It's the Cuban booger is going to be lifted in our lifetime.
They're going to pick that nose.
Yeah, get that booger.
So you asked me another question, and I wonder if you asked me a question earlier about my weekend, and I didn't get around to answering it because of the other thing I was trying to figure out that I still haven't.
Yeah. Sure.
So.
Something for our listeners, but go ahead.
So were you going to say something else?
No, I want to hear about your weekend.
Okay, so I actually entertained the gay family, and for the listeners' sake, they're not gay. I think I've said that on here before. I think you've pointed that out as well.
They could be.
Well, they could be, but I don't have any evidence that they are gay. But they came up, and I showed them a good time here in town. Not that kind of good time. It was fun, and my niece came, and she's walking around, and I was really pleased with how things went. They stayed in my building. They hung out in a guest suite downstairs, which you're welcome to stay in when you come up.
Oh, well, I'm not good enough to stay in your house.
If you don't want to stay in my apartment, and let me tell you, it's a full apartment.
Well, you know.
But you know, it's cheaper to stay in my place and probably more fun. But anyway, so they had a great place to stay. It was cold, so they got a taste of Minnesota winter.
Ugh.
It didn't snow significantly, but there was a dusting when they got up on Sunday. Yesterday. Good times.
Good times?
Yeah, we had a good time. Went to the mall, hung out forever at the mall. You know how that is.
I know how that is. I'd like to know more about how that is, but you know, whatever.
Well, okay, so one way you could do that is to come up here and we could go hang out at the mall for 5 hours.
Hell yeah, we could.
And then you could see what it feels like.
I've hung out at that mall for 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gone on the rides and everything.
Think about hanging out in one spot for 2.5 of those hours.
Oh, God.
Waiting for Santa Claus.
No, you know what I would do. You know what I would do. I would just say, I can't do this. I got to go. I'm going to go over here and check this out. I'll meet you guys at this spot in 7 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Because I can't do it.
And that is a bit of an exaggeration because mostly we hung out there, but then we also did a little tooling around the mall on our own.
Right.
While Daddy Gay hung out and held a place in line, which is very generous of him.
It is. But I could see him doing it. I mean, he's a nice guy like that.
Yeah.
Papa Gay. He's a nice... Oh, did I break up for a second there?
No, actually, that was not a breakup.
My screensaver just started to kick in, and sometimes that is a issue.
An issue?
Denny, what are you doing? Denny's just like... He's not laying down. He's just kind of looking at me. I think he's mad because Crazy Hedgehog fell on the floor, and I'm not willing to go pick him up. Because, I'm sorry, it's a control thing. He will throw his toys off the bed so that I'll go get him.
Yeah.
And position him in a better place for him. And I'm not going to do that. He's got his squeaky toy up here, and that's really all he needs. I am not his bitch. I will not be ruled by a 8.5-year-old dog.
Good for you.
Damn.
So, speaking of crazy hedgehogs, there was a hedgehog at the tiny, tiny petting zoo at the mall.
Oh, could you pet it? Could you pet the hedgehog?
I don't know. I didn't actually go into the petting zoo. But there was a sign next to a sign for a wallaby. And I don't know how those two go together, but apparently
they're little.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. And they hung out together and made little walla hogs and hedgebees.
Hedge beasts. Hose beasts. They made little hose beasts. Crying out loud.
That's a perfect thing for the kids' petting zoo.
When you said that, speaking of hedgehogs, I thought you were going to talk about Ron Jeremy. So I'm kind of glad you went the direction you did. I mean, I like Ron Jeremy just fine.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to talk about him on a podcast.
Let's talk
about Ron Jeremy. He's, anyway.
No, I don't know much about him. I just know a little bit from the few episodes of that particular season of The Surreal Life.
Do you know about 9 3/4?
I've heard something in that ballpark.
Yeah.
So,
I saw a movie about him. Actually, it's kind of an interesting movie. They have it on Netflix. It's called Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy. Apparently, he is what's called in the porn business, he is called a woodsman. And in case you just didn't know what a woodsman is...
I'm just guessing, so tell me.
A woodsman is a gentleman who can... I sound so ladylike right now, don't I? A woodsman is a man with special talents, with what we might call endurance.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought that meant.
Now, in today's society, that is not valued quite as much because there are drugs.
Yes.
That men can take to prolong this. But apparently, when Ron Jeremy started out, which I think was in the 80s, maybe the 70s, I don't know for sure, but whenever he started out, that didn't exist. So you just had to have natural ability.
Wow.
And those men are called...
woodsmen.
Right. So...
holy cow.
You could probably look it up on UrbanDictionary.com.
That's a great site, by the way.
I know. I learned so much stuff. But, there was something I was going to say related to Ron Jeremy. No, listen to this. I got to tell you this. I did mention one time to a friend of mine that I wanted to see... I'm just about to destroy everyone's lofty opinion of me. What with talking about liking the real world the other day on my blog, and I've told one of my good friends who didn't know this about... Well, I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I'll tell you later. But I told a friend of mine, I said, I've never seen a Ron Jeremy movie.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, I've got one I'll give you. And I said, well, I don't want to keep it. He goes, no, trust me, I don't want it back. And so I got it. He gave it to me, and I watched it. It's awful. I mean, it's gross.
Really?
But... so if you want to see Ron Jeremy in action, I've got it. But
we've got to watch that at Christmas.
Yeah. Can we watch that with your mom and my mom? My mom would actually find it funny. She liked Ron Jeremy on The Surreal Life.
Really? See,
she liked Ron Jeremy and how well he got along with Tammy Faye.
I thought that was a great interaction they had going on there. And
yeah. But anyway, so it's not just got Ron Jeremy in it, but it's got this other female porn star whose name all of a sudden I can't remember. I think her name is Sharon or Shannon something. It's a very it's just a very normal name, you know. It's not like, it's not even alliterative. It's a name. Anyway, so this porn star lady went on to found a clinic for adult film stars.
Oh.
So that adult film stars can get tested for... they can do their monthly HIV tests. She's either a nurse practitioner or a physician, I can't remember.
Huh.
Or maybe just an RN, I don't know. But she started this clinic for people in the adult film industry.
Wow.
Which I think is very interesting.
I think that's really conscientious. I think that's really cool, actually.
She's very intelligent too, because a few years ago there was that big outbreak of it where, well, somebody had HIV.
Uh-huh.
And there was people in the adult film industry were terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot of speaking about that. So.
Wow.
I have to figure out what her name is. Anyway, so we've got that.
So I wonder if Ron Jeremy ever did any gay porn.
Well, he can lick his own. Does that count?
In some circles, yeah, actually.
Is it gay when you do it to yourself?
Well, it's not necessarily...
I mean, not... I don't mean like that. Crash. I don't know. I just thought of the clerk's quote.
Oh, what is the clerk's quote?
I could never reach. Oh, it's funny. I like clerks.
I've never seen Clerks.
What?
I know. That was that, 10-year period of my life where I didn't see anything.
Oh, that's right. That was when you were... What are you barking about? Hey, I'm right here. Why are you barking? Hey, buddy. I'm on headphones, so he can't hear you. You can talk to him all you want, but he can't hear a word you're saying.
I did hear him barking.
You can hear him. He can't hear you.
You're talking to me. Who the hell are you talking to?
I don't know. One of you can't hear the other, and he can't hear you.
Exactly. Until he listens to the podcast.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh.
He can't get the earbuds to stay in his doggy ears. They fall out. They're too small.
Oh, Goldie's here.
Oh, God,
Goldie's here.
I just heard Goldie. Yeah. Goldie tries to hurt Denny.
She's got her super bionic feline hearing. Morgan Freeman's awesome.
I like that he does voiceovers for all kinds of shit.
And I actually heard about him in connection to another show over the weekend. On Saturday night, we were partying hard down in the guest suite watching the PBS pledge drive.
Oh, fun.
And they were playing, a documentary about the electric company, and Morgan Freeman was on that.
Oh, yeah, I knew
that. He was so cool, and I actually had forgotten that or didn't make the connection. I remember some of his characters, but I didn't remember that that was him, and of course, at the time, didn't really care who it was, didn't know who it was. Just thought the characters he played were really cool. So that was really fun to find that out.
Oh, yeah. I remember her finding out about that connection about the time that Driving Miss Daisy came out. So, which is not to say I'm so much better than you, but it's more to say it just seems like whenever he has a big hit, that news kind of comes out.
That he was in the electric company?
Right. Kind of like Quentin Tarantino was on the Golden Girls.
Yeah, but not really.
No, he was.
Well, as Elvis...
He was on one episode. They say he was on more than one episode, but I've only ever seen the Elvis one. You can totally pick him out.
Well, you can, but like if you don't know who he is, you're really not going to notice.
Oh, well, no, you're not going to care.
He doesn't play a part. He's just sort of there and says, oh, or something to that effect, with all these other men dressed up as Elvis.
Was I talking about Hiro Nakamura when we forgot what I was talking about?
Well, we did that before, but maybe you went back to Hiro Nakamura.
I don't know. He's so cute. But let's not talk about Hiro Nakamura and his cuteness. It's going to drive me fucking nuts. Did you know there's over 5 million users on Skype right
I
now?
See that. Every time I log on here, they're like fucking billion people. Where are they?
Noticed.
That's so wild. Is Skype, is it U.S. or is it British?
It is British, I think. But it's owned by, I think it's owned by eBay now.
Well, it came, I actually got a copy of it on this SanDisk flash drive my mom bought me over the weekend.
Well, that was nice of her.
It was very nice. There was a copy of Skype on here.
Huh. Which is really cool. A multi-gigabyte?
It's actually just one. Drive? It's just 1 gigabyte.
Yeah, then you can run Skype on that. So if you go to somebody else's computer, you could plug it in and run Skype on their computer without actually installing any software. I believe that's how it works.
So we could, technically, we could podcast when I'm at school on Wednesday night, pumping out those degrees of freedom.
Yeah, except I'm going to be...
Except you're going to be busy writing your paper.
I'm writing about closet land.
You know, that's...
Which if you're...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're interested in seeing it, I bought a copy.
Oh, yeah?
So I could watch it and write my paper and be more informed, but it's looking like I'm not going to get it until after my paper is turned in.
Oh, that's nice.
So whenever you come to visit, I'm also supposed to tell you that the family wash will be closed, possibly sometime while you're here. If you're here, like, around Christmas Day.
Like, closed for just the holiday, or...?
Yeah, closed for the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mentioned to a friend of mine that you would be here and you wanted to go, and she said, well, I think they're closed Christmas weekend.
Oh, so we need to keep that in mind.
Right. But, you know, they're not going to keep us hardcore drinkers down.
Hell no.
We are going to fucking drink. If we have to go to the Waffle House... with a bottle of Mad Dog 2020, it's going to happen.
That is class.
That is classy.
Class with a capital K.
Class with a capital ass. I have got a capital... Man, my tailbone hurts.
Really?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the way I've been sitting or something, but maybe it's the fact that I spent a whole week sitting on my ass making sure Denny didn't get off his dog blanket. But
maybe it's sympathy pain.
Maybe. But wouldn't that be like the butthole area and not like my tailbone?
I'm not asking about your butthole.
Well, I'm not talking about my butthole, but I'm saying if it was sympathy pain, it wouldn't be like a tailbone pain.
Well, it could be symbolic. It could be like, you know. Yeah, no, I've really got nothing. Gotcha. But I, you know, I've had some lower back pain, and I don't know if I mentioned this when we had our Accutane discussion, but I checked in with my PA.
Thank you. I was gonna bring you back to that. Some point today.
Yeah, I checked in with my PA last time. Last time I visited, which was a couple weeks ago or so. My physician assistant, sort of dermatologist lady. And so I told her, I mentioned that I had pain in my tailbone. Mm-hmm. And did I tell you this?
No.
And so she got really, like, she got this concerned look on her face. She was like, your tailbone. And she was like, when did that start? And then I was like, well, I told you about it before. She was like, no, you told me about lower back. And I was like, well, I guess that's, you know, lower back, whatever. And then she was just like, oh. Phew. And I was just like, well, what would it mean if my tailbone hurt?
Yeah.
Like, that seemed to really alarm her, so.
I wonder, did you Google it?
No. Because it really, like, it is my lower back. I just was really I'm not an anatomy person.
No, this is actually my physical tailbone.
Yeah, that's. Like,
I had a tattoo. If I were, like, say, in a sorority and decided to get a butterfly tattoo.
On your tailbone?
That's where I would put it.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Lots of young ladies like to get tattoos. They call it a tramp stamp.
Yeah, it is sort of trampy.
Hey, speaking of trampy, this morning I was watching a little bit of the Big in 06 Awards.
Uh-huh.
And guess what I saw?
What did you see?
Fergalicious. Mm. At the gym, working on my fitness.
F to the E to the, what is it?
I don't understand.
F to the E to the R to the G.
I don't know. But it was actually London Bridge, and it segued into Fergalicious. She's just gross. I mean, I gotta just be honest with you.
Do you think she has a tramp stamp?
Oh, she is a tramp stamp.
To go with her pee stains.
See, I can't really call it a tramp stamp because my sister has a tattoo in that area.
Really? Wow. You know, some guys get that.
Really? What is your opinion on... I don't know if you've heard anything about this.
Oh, uh-huh.
But have you heard anything about the Kelly Ripa, Rosie O'Donnell controversy?
You know, I haven't. What did Kelly Ripa do?
Quick story. Regis was apparently gone, and Clay Aiken.
Oh, I heard a little bit about the story, but I didn't hear any gay thing about it.
Okay. Clay Aiken put his hand on her mouth to shut her up, I guess.
Right, which is not cool. Shut her up.
She said, I don't know where that hand has been.
Oh!
Which she says, what she says she meant is that it's cold and flu season, you know, he's been shaking hands, blah, blah, blah. But Rosie O'Donnell, however, says, no, that's homophobic.
Oh.
She wouldn't have said that if it was a heterosexual male.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's like, anyway, and Kelly Ripa said it wasn't, you should know better, Rosie, or something. I don't know. Go find it.
I guess I heard a rated G version of that story. I mean, and it I guess takes on new meaning now that I know Rosie's gotten her self all in a tizzy about this. Hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm totally open to the possibility that, yeah, maybe there is some homophobia here. I don't know anything about Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa was on Dance Party USA, which I used to watch religiously.
Yeah.
Back in seventh.
Sister Gay watched it too.
Oh my gosh. Kelly Ripa, she would always wear strapless dresses and like elbow length gloves.
Uh huh.
And she'd dance with her arms in the air. And we called her, my sister and I called her the armpit girl. She was always dancing to show her armpits.
Hmm.
So, I mean, she always wore the same kind of, anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to Google this story and figure out, make up my own mind. That's what I gotta do.
Well, you can see it. You can find it on Perez Hilton. But, sorry. Screensaver. You can find it on Perez Hilton, but you have to go back a few, maybe like a week or so.
Hmm. Yeah, because this is sort of old news, apparently.
I like to get my news from Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton.
My entertainment news, anyway, I think. Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Man. Yeah, I've got to take a look at this. Oh, hey.
Shaw.
I went here. Uh-huh. To PerezHilton.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Celebrity juice, not from concentrate, and I'm looking down here, and Fergie performed a candy-inspired Fergalicious at the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, that was on tonight.
And Winona Judd ate Clay Aiken before she hit the red carpet.
Nice.
Okay. Carrie Underwood is here. Oh, my God. And do you remember that my cousin and actually my whole family ran into Carrie Underwood at the Atlanta Bread Company?
I have got you beat.
Oh.
But thank you for saying Carrie Underwood, because that reminds me. I went to see my hairstylist at her new salon. And her new salon is kind of hidden. It's like you kind of have to know it's there.
Uh-huh.
You kind of have to know one of the stylists, which right now it's just her and the lady who owns it.
Uh-huh.
And the lady who owns it apparently does hair and makeup for Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
And been with her pretty much since she won American Idol and travels with her. So that's why she's never there.
Oh.
She's always traveling with Carrie motherfucking Underwood. Which is probably the first time anybody's ever used that adjective with her name, but I don't know. I'm not willing to bet on it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, that's my big story.
Yeah.
My big connection.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
Oh.
Hang.
So, who is Perez Hilton?
Some dude.
Yeah?
Some gay dude.
Take a side in the controversy? The controversy that you're talking about?
What controversy? Oh, I don't remember. I'm sure he did, and I just don't remember. But he was the one who apparently kind of broke the news about Lance Bass.
Oh, really? Okay. You know, there are at least two Lance Bass things on here.
Yeah, because they are no longer... Apparently... Lance Bass and
that model money grubbing Riken.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. Apparently they're no longer together.
Good. Lance can do better.
I think Lance is probably on his way to doing better.
Oh, really?
I think he and Clay Aiken should date.
Oh, that would be cute. I just think Lance is so sweet looking. And that Riken, I am skeptical of really good looking. I mean, Lance Bass is good looking, but I'm skeptical of like the model good looking guys. You know what I mean?
Lance Bass is more normal good looking.
Yeah, he's a cute guy.
Riken is like, oh my god, you were chiseled in stone. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right, exactly. There's something behind that sort of person that I just have to wonder, like, what's up with them?
That sounds a little
paranoid, maybe, but
no, I'm right there with you. If somebody is like model good looking.
Yeah.
There's just, I don't know, there's a filter. I'd rather have just a normal looking dude.
Or a good, like a normal good looking dude. Like good looking, normal range.
Right.
But not like good looking, like, did you have work done? And like how often do you go to the gym?
Right. Right. What supplement, how many reps do you do?
Right. That's not my thing. But, like, if you're hot and you're, you know, just a normal guy, that is hot.
Shit, yeah. Let's hear it for the dudes, the normal dudes.
I got me one of them, I gotta say.
Yeah, he won't be my friend on MySpace.
That's because he never logs into MySpace.
Tell him to fucking log into MySpace.
You can tell him. You can send him an email that says, log the fuck into MySpace.
I can. I don't know his email address. And if I send it to him on MySpace, he wouldn't read it because he never logs into MySpace.
Oh,
I've seen through your clever ruse there, Mr. Dr. A. Through your doctor logic.
Oh.
You and your fancy doctor schools. Is that what they would call psychology?
Actually, no, that's just my own made up shit.
That's just being a dick.
That's just me.
Oh, Denny is upstairs. I'm so happy Denny's upstairs. Your phone's ringing.
My phone is ringing. I'll call him back in a minute. I'm guessing it's my man.
Your man.
My man.
He's a man.
He is a man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's a man.
So, anywho.
You and my mom have the same phone ringer. Because you guys have the same phone.
Do we have the Sprint? I got a text message today that said, call 800 such and such if you don't want service to be interrupted. And so I called. And apparently I owe my money on my phone.
No, you don't.
And they were like, you must pay immediately.
That was a phishing scam.
No, it was not. I swear to God.
Sprint is not going to send you something via text message saying that you owe money.
They did, I think. Scammed. Am I that gullible?
No, it's new. You think that the first person who got conned by one of those Nigerian scams knew what was going on?
No, but really, it was the Sprint PCS number. And I did look at my bill pays through the bank. Uh-huh. You know, I get electronic bill pays. Uh-huh. And I had missed a month. And they were billing me for twice the normal amount because it was for it was for 2 months. So I feel okay about that.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you guys have the same phone. You and my mom do, except hers is red.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You've told me that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have to say, too, that I have been late on my bill before with the phone company, with the Sprint.
Oh, okay.
Because I get bill pay and sometimes I delete my Wells Fargo emails because I get a lot of them. And so maybe they send a text if you've done this more than once and they're like, all right, now we're tired of this.
I don't know.
Fucking
around this time.
Yeah, but it sounded legit. I mean, it didn't seem like.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, it's probably. Well, okay.
I mean, I don't know. You can be. Yeah, there's things that seem legit that aren't, but. I think it's okay.
I don't have bill pay through my bank because, Sprint just deducts that out of my account.
Oh, you know, that's what I should do because this is the second time I've missed my bill pay.
Because that way I don't even have to pay attention. It comes out on the same day of every month, it comes out on the 3rd or something.
Uh-huh.
So I've got every single one of my bills except for my electric bill.
Uh-huh.
And my association fee for my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Is automatically deducted from my checking account. And the only reason those two aren't is because they don't offer that service yet.
Huh.
I can pay my electric bill online, but it's a $3 service charge. And this $3 will buy you a whole lot of, I don't know, it'll buy me 2 muffins. Don't bark.
Was that your fire alarm? Do you need to change your battery?
I need to change the battery.
Oh, do that tonight.
What? Neither one of us will be all right.
Yeah. You got each other's back.
Yeah, neither one of us smokes.
So, what really sucks is I'm distracted. I'm on the Wells Fargo page, and it won't let me onto the bill pay section. Oh, no. And I already scheduled the bill pay for the phone.
Right.
But then I went ahead and did it over the phone because it said I was going to be cut off, immediately. Frick. Okay.
Oh, well, that Wells Fargo ragging keeps up. I don't remember. Did I tell you about an ice cream maker?
No, what kind?
It's Denny. It's a Denny premium ice cream maker.
Oh.
It's got a digital thing. It's not like an old school one.
Okay.
It's got a digital thing. It takes 15 to 20 minutes, and it just sits on your countertop. It's small.
Oh.
So we can make ice cream when you're in town.
Wow.
If all the bars are closed, we will make some liquor ice cream.
sounds cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like 50 minutes.
Yeah. Girlfriend!
I'm going to get the sound of that. I play it all the time.
That could be, yeah, that could be one of your alerts on your computer.
That would be my new ringtone. What? I'm scratching you. You like to be scratched.
Apparently not there.
Snapped at me. Good gosh. Crazy doll.
He said, "Get out of my." He said, get out of my manhood, woman."
I wasn't near his manhood.
Oh, this has probably been the tawdriest podcast we've done yet.
Can't believe I admitted to owning a Ron Jeremy movie and having actually watched it and actually recognizing another actor in the film.
You know an awfully lot about this Ron Jeremy.
You know what is sad? It's for a girl who has almost no libido, I know a whole lot about the pornography industry.
Wow.
It's sad.
Well, I am going to go ahead and sign off. And
okay.
Then what I'm going to do is send this to you via chat.
Yeah.
And just like we normally do.
Right.
And I will chat at you later.
Okay, rock and roll.